Okay, welcome to another episode of the Dr. John Duffy Podcast. I am Dr. John Duffy. I hope you're in the right place here. Wanted to talk a little bit today about process. And I'll explain what I mean here. In the Duffy house, my son George, my wife Julie, and I, in the past several years, have become big Chicago Cubs fans. And in particular, we are fans of the manager of the Cubs, a guy named Joe Madden, who is kind of this amazing Zen guru of a guy who is also an amazing winner. And he does these goofy things with the team. He'll have them dress ridiculous for a road trip in pajamas or in crazy suits. And he'll bring in, you know, like animals from a zoo for them to play with, and, you know, really lets these guys play. One of the players said, you know, hey, a lot of us never went to college, so this is our little taste of the college experience, which I thought was so interesting and so cool and so kind of wise of Madden to recognize, like, hey, these guys need to play. They need it's a high pressure game, and they need to have that kind of relaxed, playful, fun experience because they're going to win. And the proof in this particular year, the Cubs are at this point the best team in baseball by quite a bit. One of my favorite stories about Madden, briefly, the broadcasters were saying during a rain delay, they went and sat with Madden in his office, and they interrupted him listening to all the different versions of If I Was a Carpenter, including the very underrated, hardly ever heard Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash version. So this is the kind of guy that Madden is. Anyway, somebody asked him about specific games, you know, like, you know, what went wrong in this game, you know, that you lost. And he was really clear. He said, hey, you know what? I don't really pay attention to that. I don't look at outcome, you know, kind of game to game to game. I look at process. And if we're in process and we're moving and we're progressing, I'm pretty happy with that as kind of the skipper of this team. And I got to thinking about process overall versus kind of focusing on outcome. A lot of people come to therapy, or will even be on my podcast, and we will be talking about outcomes. And when I heard Madden talking, I realized, you know, I don't usually concern myself with outcomes either. What I'm looking for in people, when I know that people are going to be okay, or are okay already right now, is if they are in process. Is there movement? Are they progressing in their lives? You know, I liken it to the difference between a stagnant pond with kind of the bugs kind of accumulating on it, the moss and the algae and stuff like that, versus a rushing river, you know, which feels so vibrant and alive and kind of exciting. And so when I sit across from somebody, they can be in a pretty dark place, or really anxious, you know, super depressed, going through something traumatic. But if they're bright-eyed, if they're moving, if you can feel that they are progressing in their lives, I trust that, you know, I trust process. And I encourage you to do the same. If you are a parent or if you are struggling, trust process that it's going to carry you where you need to go. Even if you're not where you want to be right now. I just, 10 minutes ago, finished recording a podcast with this young woman. And I can tell that she isn't where she wants to be. She is carrying some insecurity. She's highly anxious. She's not sure where she fits in socially on her campus. And yet, I'm not worried about her because I can tell she's in motion. I can tell that things are changing. So I strongly encourage you to attend to that in your life and in the lives of the people in your family and the lives of the people that you care about. I will say that, you know, like I personally have had some really, really anxious times in my life. And I continue to have some anxious times in my life. But I don't worry about staying in them because I know myself well enough to know I'm going to press through this. And I am, and then something better is going to come out of the back end of it. There's a guy I worked with a couple of years ago. This young guy came to me, and he was truly the most depressed young man and actively suicidal. You know, really one of these people where, you know, had a plan, knew how he was going to do it, kind of had a date in mind. He was all sorts of red flags, and he had come to me directly from a psychiatric hospital. And during that first hour, I thought, well, we're going to turn you right back around and send you right back to that hospital. And, you know, he was just shy of being hospitalized again after that first hour. After a couple of hours, and we spent, we were probably seeing each other two or three times a week. This goes back a couple of years, but I think it was two or three times a week for a couple of weeks. He started moving, and he got out of that suicidal space quickly, and his life kind of took off faster than I honestly, you know, I'm trained in this in therapy, and this guy's life took off faster than I thought it would, and I think it was he was focused very much on outcome, and you know, I don't feel good right now, and so I should die right now. It was that kind of that stark an emotion for him. And once he got to thinking, I don't feel good now, but I'm kind of interested and curious to see what tomorrow's going to feel like. And he knew at the time, tomorrow's probably not going to feel great. This getting out of depression and anxiety, it takes a little time, but something about him recognized, at the very least, it's going to be interesting. And sometimes when people are in the very darkest spots, I encourage them to at least recognize, well, what's coming probably isn't going to be this dark. Undoubtedly isn't going to be this dark. And sticking around is more interesting than not, seeing where the process takes you. And in order to get in the process, so sometimes people ask, like, well, okay, that sounds good. And I like the idea of being in process and not just focused on outcome, because I get where that's kind of a dead-end situation. But how do I do it? How do I step into process? And that is just a little shift. It's a cognitive shift, a little shift in thinking about the way you look at your life. So instead of thinking about, you know, how unhappy you are right now here today, think about that you can be moving toward something better. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to do anything differently, but you have to look at things differently. You have to believe that things can be different. And if you're struggling with that thought, at least things can be interesting. And you may as well see where your process takes you. So it's kind of like getting in the kayak and allowing it to take you downstream. It's really about allowing, you know, the processes versus just standing in the pond, you know, and expecting something to happen. So allow movement to happen. Don't stand in its way, emotionally, in your mind. Decide actively, I'm going to be in process and I'm going to let it take me somewhere. I mean, when I think about, I'm going to take a step back here. When I think about this guy, Joe Maddon, he takes over a team that is the losingest team in professional sports ever. Really, when you look at the history of the Chicago Cubs, they haven't been to a World Series in 100-some years. They've had bleak season after bleak season after bleak season. And here this guy comes in, and he just doesn't believe that they're not going to win. You know, he just, you know, that history is history to him. And so he decides, you know what, this team isn't an outcome day to day to day. Losing a game today doesn't mean, oh, this is a team of losers. No, I'm going to create guys who are winners because they are going to believe in process, that overall, they're going to win. On the whole, things are going to work out really, really well. So he got that team to shift its thinking collectively, to shift their thinking from, you know, like, this is kind of drudgery, we're perennial losers, and that's how it's going to be, to beginning to think, you know what, we can be winners. And now, you know, these guys are on the cover of Sports Illustrated once a month with, you know, these ridiculous records that they're setting. And I don't know where that's going to take them. And if Joe Maddon were sitting here with me now, and if you're listening, Joe, I invite you to my podcast space anytime. Call me. But if he were talking to me right now, I think he'd say, well, you know, there's talk about the Cubs going to the World Series this year. I don't know if that's going to happen. That'd be great. But if it doesn't, it will happen. You know, we're going to hang in there. We're going to keep in our process, and eventually the right things are going to start happening, and they already are. And I think we can all take a page out of that book and step into process. So that's what I encourage you to do. Move forward. Try something you haven't tried before, and allow it to carry you someplace you haven't been before. One thing the young lady I was talking to just a little while ago said is she's become a person who went from being very kind of conventional in her thinking and in her approach to life to being drawn toward the road less traveled that feels more authentic. And I loved that so much. And I encourage you to do that. I wouldn't be here talking to you if I didn't choose that in my own life. You know, I was on a very conventional path that looked right. I was 25 years ago. I was an accountant working for a great firm, making good money, wearing a suit and tie and going downtown every day. But I was anxious. I was depressed. I was unhappy, wretchedly unhappy. And if I didn't kind of step onto a very, very different path and allow that process to take me where it did, I wouldn't be in this space right now. I wouldn't have 20 years experience as a psychologist. I wouldn't have a podcast that I'm super excited about. So venture out, try something new, and trust yourself, and trust your process, trust your children, and trust their process. It will get you where you need to go. It will get you to the right places, and it'll be in a more interesting journey than Stillwater ever could be. Thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you next time.